7 years, PHPBB has had 16+ million downloads, 2+ million orgs, the most downloaded PHP SourceForge project, and the winner of the 2007 SourceForge Community Choice Awards. Now, 5 years of development, anticipation, waiting, more waiting, more anticipation, more waiting, waiting some more, still waiting, watching, waiting. Finally, the moment. Arrived. Gold Day is here. PHPBB 3 Gold, 3 Olympus, has been released. Listening to PHPBB Weekly, a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 43 for Saturday, December 15th, 2007. This is our last episode before we go on our holiday break next week here on PHPBB Weekly, and we've got a really full episode for you. It's probably going to go quite a long time, so we'll have to bear with us as we go through this. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell, also known as Fountain of Apples or Webmaster87, and joining me today, as always, is...
David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Mm-hmm. And PHPBBB is the live podcast that we talk about, all about PHPBBB, and until recently, building up lots of hype for the PHPBB3 release. But we don't need to build up any more hype, because the PHPBB3... release happened 2 days ago, exactly 2 days ago, because they released it at the same time we do our show, on December 13th, 2007, after, I actually counted this, no less than 2,079 days after the release of PHPBB2. Hey, David, want to tell us just a little bit about what happened for the free auto release?
Well, yeah, the seventh birthday of PHPBB appeared on December 7th. PHPBB was first released, the 1.0 version, on December 7th, 2000. Mm-hmm. And so December 7th, 2007 was the seven-year birthday.
When we did the show last week, it was December 9th, but that was around the time that we were looking at the original countdown before the real countdown we're talking about last week.
Correct, yes. The countdown was basically a countdown to when we were going to release the release date, or basically when we were going to say when the release date would be.
And, that's weird. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, as you know, I didn't give away any information, but that was released, and
yeah.
And so everybody got the notification that it was going to be December 13th when it was going to be released, and one of the reasons that we did that is Thursday, there was going to be. It was a little bit better for the media, and things to release things on a Thursday rather than a weekend or a Friday. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the reasons that we did the Thursday, okay. December the 13th. And it also gave us a few extra days to try and make sure everything was ready, and the press release went out. And if you have not seen the press release, that's on phpbb.com/about/press.
I saw the press release, but And it kind of surprised me is I didn't know that THPBB had much press other than Dig and this podcast, which does a lot of press for PHPBB already. So,
well, sure, yeah.
Was there any real press coverage of the release outside of, you know, the very close PHPBB followers?
There has been quite a bit. There's actually a list of like 20 news sites that so far have the press release on them.
Huh.
So that's a great deal. And international sites certainly have them. And print, it's the 3.0 release is, there was actually an article on the RCs that was in some print magazines. And so we're hoping to get the 3.0 release in some print magazines as well. And one of the reasons too is that because, as you know, when the Santee worm went out, as we've talked about before on the show, when there was those serious security issues in the 2.0 line, the Santee worm and PHPBB got a lot of really bad press from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we wanted to do was, like, you know what, if it can get that much press, then the 3.0 release should be able to get just as much press, certainly because you know, it's the new version, for one thing. And the second reason is that PHPBB 3 has gone through a very tight external code audit,
mm-hmm.
Performed by Section Eons, or Section Ions, I should say, uh-huh. and Stefan Esser.
And I noticed that
so that's,
they've used, the teams have, in their releases, really highly promoted that they paid for this big security audit to take place.
Right.
You said there's
yeah,
a list. Do you have like a link to the list of everything, every site that's showing off the press release?
I do have the list of links. It's not in a public place right now, but
okay.
Certainly I can.
We'll see about that.
I
noticed they have a lot of quotes from some of these big places, like Bob Norton of HR Enhancement, whatever that is. You'll tell me about that. I'm sure everybody said that PHPBB is a highly scalable, feature-rich environment that can be easily deployed and integrated into any website or online application. Version 3 represents a huge milestone, and we continue to be amazed by this project and its community. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he's a CEO of a company called HR Enhancement, which is a performance appraisal software that Ooh. Does performance appraisals for corporations and things like fire departments and whatnot.
Wow. Did he do a performance appraisal for PHPBB or something? Or?
No, they're employee performance appraisals, so that it really wouldn't work on a PHPBB.
Mm-hmm. The William Leak, CEO of Apogee Search, said that the mobile web is a key component for every 2008 web strategy, and PHPBB is a perfect fit for the growing mobile collaboration market.
Mm-hmm.
My, you got quite a bit. One interesting thing I saw in the press release is that you guys actually touted how PHPBB can be deployed through one click in cPanel and all these other things. Last time I checked, didn't the teams not support people who are installing PHPBB through cPanel and these other Fantastico and type things?
Certainly, phpbb.com does not actually provide support for the one-click installs.
Mm-hmm.
The one-click installs have to be supported by the sites that do the one-click installs, you know. So,
yeah. So I was surprised to see them actually promoting that in this press release.
Yeah, but it is, you know, that is one thing that not a lot of form software can actually be done that way, and PHPBB is a software that can be done that way, and it's just showing how easy it is to actually use that way and how you can put it on pretty much any kind of server you want. I guess I would be surprised too, but again, it's just a plus for the software itself. It has really nothing to do with the support that we actually give it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that even though that it's possible to do that, you still can get support from you still should be able to get support from the host that actually installs it that way, but you can't get support for those at phpbb.com. So we only support sites that are sites that where people upload the software and install it themselves. Those are the installs that we actually support. And of course, as long as the copyright is still in the footer, we'll still support it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not going to talk too much about PHPBB 3 because we spent a lot of time last week. We got a big thing to talk about this week. You can obviously go to the website. You can see their new Y upgrade page and their comparing solutions page, comparing the different boards. And of course, you can see the list of the four critical bugs that were fixed since RC8. There's a big departure from the old beta days when, after each beta, there were hundreds of bugs that were fixed. You remember those?
Well, yeah.
But
that's really the big thing. See, between PHPBB 3 and the way that we're doing the releases for it, number one, first of all, in the beta stage, of course, it was still in development. Beta is still in development, so there was going to be a lot of fixes in those stages, whereas there was going to be a lot fewer in the RC. In the RC stage, there was still a significant number of fixes. I mean, just look at the number of fixes since beta 5, or RC 5, sorry, after we had the security audit performed, nearly every file was touched, and, security enhancements put in place, and some last minute tweaks and stuff. And so then RC 8 was just anything left over from that they missed from the RC 7, RC 6 release. So. And one thing I did want to point out was the quote from Stefan Esser, one of the guys who did the actual code audit for 3.0. He said, for PHPBB 3, the PHPBB developers have rewritten most of the source code which led to a better security architecture than PHPBB 2's. Among other measures, access to request parameters is handled through a single function which enforces type safety, in combination with the new database abstraction layer that makes it hard to build insecure database queries. Now, that is one thing that I noticed if you use the database abstraction layer with PHPBB 3 and the hard typed parameters with the request var, it is a lot more difficult to build an insecure database query in PHPBB 3 than it was with PHPBB 2. And of course, all the error handling is built in, so there's a lot less typed code that you have to do in PHPBB 3 to integrate your site, for example, than with PHPBB 2. So it makes the API a lot more friendly to work with.
Mm-hmm. Briefly, but last thing I wanted to say about PHPBB 3 before we move on, now that the development team, after five years or so, has finally gotten PHPBB 3 finished, they're obviously taking a rest, maybe going to like a Hawaiian vacation or something like that, and of course getting stuff ready for the inevitable 3.0.1 release. But in the long term for PHPBB development, what's next now that PHPBB 3.0 out? And do you think we're going to have to wait another 5.5 years for the next major release, which I actually calculated it would be August 2013 if that happens?
I really doubt it. Reason I say that is because, first of all, we don't want to go through a long release phase again and do another complete rewrite like we did with 3.0.
Oh, yeah.
If we knew what was going to happen with 3.0, like we were talking with Paul the other day, he was on IRC, and he said he would have done a lot of things differently if he knew what it was going to turn out to be. And so therefore, PHPBB 3 was released, 2 years later than it was expected to be, because 2 years into the project, they pretty much did a complete rewrite. And again, if they had realized they were going to do that sort of thing, they would have started with the rewrite in the beginning.
Yes.
But there literally is no code from PHPBB 2. Everything was completely redone.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, I remember even in January 2005 when they announced that it's not going to be 2.2 anymore, it's now going to be 3.0, they went back and rewrote some of their rewrites again. I mean, for example, the administration control panel got two iterations, I think, or something like that, before we got the one we have now.
Most of that was the look, was just the look and feel of it, the style.
There was some changes before that.
Yeah, well, it went through the whole system went through a complete rewrite, as far as the ACP going through 2, it actually did go through complete 2. The second one was actually just a look change, just completely changing the way the look and feel of the ACP, which is more along the lines of the ProSilver tableless design and the using DLMDT tags, for example, for all of the elements.
So probably the teams are going to do a better job this time, knowing what could happen if they go too far, of actually giving us a more evolutionary upgrade to 3.2 as opposed to a revolutionary upgrade to a 4.0.
Right, and the other thing that we're going to do is every revision that we go through, and what I'm talking about is like 3.0.1, 3.0.2, all those revisions are going to go through an RC release stage. So basically it's going to make sure that they're completely stable before it actually goes to a 3.0.1, you know, so that when it's released to the public, that it there's a lot less chance for problems. Whereas in 2.0, I think you remember how close the time spans were between some of the releases.
Well, it's like people really happened twice.
Yeah, people don't want to have to upgrade every single month or twice in a month, for example. You know, so the releases are going to be a lot more stable.
Hopefully, we won't get to a 3.0.22. Yeah, JD, you're right. There will be a 3.0.1, RC1, and things like that before the final release of each. But that's partially why each of these minor releases are going to have a new code name. So now that I know that Olympus has stuck around because, you know, we've been waiting for that 3.0.0 release for 3 years. But according to what Paul Lowen wrote 3 years ago, 3.0.1 is going to have a new code name. And same with 3.0.2 after that.
Yeah, certainly. And what Kellenved said, Henry Kellenved said that they have all the milestones lined up already. So they, you know, they have that all lined up, and you know, they already know a lot of what they're going to do for 3.2. Again, the 3.0 core is a lot more stable and secure than the 2.0 core was. So now the 3.2 and the 3.4 line are going to come a lot faster than previously, so we should start seeing releases as far as not major releases, minor releases now, come a lot more often with a lot more features packed in them and stuff.
My personal preference, and I'm not saying this based on any insider information, I don't have insider information, but my personal preference, I think that 3.2 ought to be out by the end of 2008, my personal opinion.
Yeah, well, I have to see what it is. It's, you know, I had mentioned that as well, and they're like, oh, that's somewhat ambitious. But actually, I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Even Henry goes, sounds good, you know. That's even what David
on Star Trek Guide last night, I posted a thing speculating about that, and quite frankly noting that WordPress, which is another open source project I keep track of, they actually have a release schedule where they do a new release every 4 months. And they only add in a handful of features, but they have a thing, you know, they develop for 3 months and they freeze the features, have a month of extensive testing, and then they push out a release. And that's why in 2007 alone, they've had 2.1, 2.2, and 2.3 of WordPress come out. So it's quite ambitious, but it seems to work pretty well.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the things that we're doing for 3.0 is we are going to do a lot of testing for the RC stages before we release revisions and releases from here forward, which was not done with the 2.0 line. So that should provide a lot more security and stability with the systems that are released.
Yeah. Well, so I want to move on because we have some more important things to talk about today, but PHP BB 3.0.0 Olympus is finally out. If you've been wanting to upgrade from PHP BB 2, but you've had reservations due to it being in development and release candidate and all that, PHP BB 3 is now stable. Mm-hmm. Unless you consider yourself an early adopter and want to wait for 3.0.1, but then again, you know, it's been 19 months since Beta 1 came out, so chances are it's pretty stable. So,
yeah, certainly, and we again through the Dig article, there was it got popular within 3 hours, I think, 3 or 4 hours, and so went right to the first page of Dig.com, which was really cool. So we had well over 1,000 digs on it yesterday. Says I won an hour and 45 minutes. I think it was that may have been true. A lot of comments on there, and again, there was some people who had been hacked on the 2.0 line many times because they didn't stay updated. But also, you know, 3.0 is not like 2.0; it's completely different. There's a lot more security in it, so
yeah.
it's going to be a lot better all the way around, and I think 3.0 will earn PHPBB's reputation back that it lost because of its security vulnerabilities in 2.0.
Yes. And so, really, really excited for that. And David, paste the link to the Dig article in the chat room, and I can put it on our show notes. Oh, it's already there. Okay. They beat me. Our chat room is wonderful. Okay, I didn't mention how you can be a part of the show since this is a live show that we record. Of course, you can come to the TalkShoe live chat room, and there's a lot of people that are streaming on the TalkShoe website right now. If you are a TalkShoe member, you can download the free TalkShoe live and join in the very busy chat room. There's a large number of other PHPBB team members sitting in here listening to us as well. Or, of course, you can call
see,
in.
Techie Michael, Jelly Donut, Kellen Bed, and I know several others are listening. Several other team members are listening over the stream.
Yeah, if you want to call in, the number is 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 12418, and to call in, you do not have to be a TalkShoe member, although it makes it look a little better. Or if you're in TalkShoe Live, you can use the shoe phone button on the lower right to call in as well. And we'd love to have you on the show. And, of course, this episode will be released in podcast form tomorrow once I get it edited. Today is a very special episode, and we've been hinting about this and talking about this for about a month now. But today we have a special guest joining us. Johan, we were deciding, I guess I'll call him Johan, we'll figure it out. Johan Janssens is the project manager and lead developer of Joomla, which is a content management project platform, open source, GPL, based in PHP. And we've been talking because Joomla and PHPBB are going to be working together on a bridge for the upcoming Joomla 1.5 and the just-released PHPBB3 for them to be able to work together. And so they're joining us today to talk a bit about the bridge that is coming up. And so,
and Johan, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the PHPBB show. Weekly.
Thank you, guys.
And thanks for sitting around and listening to us since we talked through that earlier today.
No, but it was exciting listening to what you guys were talking about the press release. And I know how exciting it is to get a new release and a finished stable release out. It's an exciting time,
especially after 5 years.
Well, exactly.
Yes,
it's a little bit. We're also going, but we're not trying to make it 5 years. But it's an enormous effort. To do such a rewrite, basically, of your system.
Yeah. So I wondered, Johan, if you could start by telling us just a bit about Joomla, maybe what the project's about, a bit about the project's history, something like that.
Well, for the people that don't know Joomla yet, Joomla is a content management system. It's mostly built to manage what you could call presentational websites with a lot of content on it. It falls in the same category as Drupal and Plone and TypoTree, and those are other open source projects that are doing the same thing, and most of which we also have connections with. So what Joomla is about and how it was founded a little over 2 years ago. It was September 2005, but actually the 1st of September 2005 was the name announced. And for some of you who followed our history, we're what some call a fork of Mambo. Mambo is another open source CMS, PHP CMS system that we forked away from. I personally don't really call the fork because we didn't really have a disagreement. There was another reason why we took the decision to move away and put the project under another name and under another home. So I more refer to it as a spoon instead of a fork. There's a little bit of a history behind it. It was the 1st of September when we announced our name, and 2 weeks later we released Joomla 1.0, and since we have been working on Joomla 1.5.
Mm-hmm. How has 1.5 been going? I know David's been telling me a bit about 1.5 and saying that perhaps you guys have done so much of that you should have called it 2.0 or things like that. But how has 1.5 been going?
With small steps, it has been a learning experience for us to move away, release 1.0, maintain 1.0, and then jump to 1.5. Actually, there was a question, why did you jump to 1.5? Is it the different number system?
Yeah.
Well, 1.5 is a very big jump. It's a complete rewrite, basically, of what is a 1.0. We developed the whole web application for it below it. We modularized it. We split it up. There was a lot of spaghetti code in 1.0, and that has all been moved into class libraries. It's much more object-oriented now. And that's basically the reason that we say, okay, it's not really a 2.0 because the database scheme is still the same. Mm-hmm. And there's still a large percentage of backwards compatibility. And that's why we basically decide, okay, it's somewhere between 1.0 and 2.0 where we actually want to go to in the future. So let's call it 1.5.
David, do you have any questions? Okay. Sometimes you're usually the one that has the interviews.
I had my mic muted. Johan, how long has 1.5 been in development?
Well, we started somewhere October 2005, so over 2 years. It has been in development. I think it's 20 months by now that we have been working on this.
And it's in RC3 right now, and I heard on the Joomla Juice podcast that the RC4 release was on the horizon. How long has it been in the RC stage?
We entered RC stage 1st of August, the beginning of August this year. So a couple of months.
Okay. When did the PHPBB teams and the Joomla teams start to really work together?
Yeah.
Start to collaborate and thus became the bridge that started in development.
Mm-hmm. Well, that really happened a little bit by accident, I think. One of our working group members, I'm not sure if he met one of your guys, but were communicating with each other, and news came to the core team about PHPBB and about working together. And we were also looking about extending our reach to other GPL open source projects, because we believe it's important that we as open source projects that are in GPL code, that it's important that we work together. And that's basically how it came to be. And I got in contact with Mike a little bit later when I started looking at PHPBB, when I was writing and optimizing our authentication and user plugins in Joomla 1.5, which is the part that allows connections with other applications and allows user syncing and authentication syncing and things like that. And I was actually looking for a very good candidate to test what I had written, because I had written the system with a certain use in mind, and I really hadn't really never completely tested it. I tested it a little bit with Manantle Gallery 2, and with some other stuff, but never really with a forum. So I was looking for a good forum solution for this part of it. And I saw what you guys were doing with PHPBB, and I was like, okay, let's try what Joomla can actually do, and if it actually comes up with what I intended to make it do. And I got in contact with Mike a little bit later, because what I wanted to do at that time was build a bridge that was very unobtrusive and not use your modern system. So I basically wanted to have it work out of the box. And I found some smaller issues in our code that I optimized. I also found some smaller issues in your code. And it was coming to a point where I was actually bumping some walls. So it's like, I cannot really get it done. So either I need to do the modding approach or some smaller changes in PHPBB need to be made. So I came up with like the simplest solution for it, and then I just sent out a list of like, hey Mike, these are kind of problems I have, and is there a possibility that you could make some smaller changes to make the flexibility in the code so that I could actually do this bridge? Mm-hmm. And that's where it all started. And I think we started doing that in September. I think the end of August, to be the end of August, the beginning of, and the final the last change went into URCs for RC8, I think.
Yeah, because the and that was must have been during the RC5 stage because the hooks system started showing up in the CVS tree at that time.
Yeah, that was that was a request I made. I had a lot of problems, and we were trying to come up with solutions. And in the beginning, we were doing it with smaller defines, and then Mike implemented the hook system. Which is a very great way of integrating with PHPBB, because I can what I have done or what we have done, because the effort that I've done is mostly a little bit outside of the Joomla project. It's to get for other works we have been working on this, and Andy has also been funding the effort. And we have also made a few changes to our core, basically optimization changes. I have never made any changes specifically, but I have made changes to how the user synchronization system works. And PHPBB Bridge has been the ideal way to test that. And the hooks that Mike added are great because they allow me to do a lot of crazy stuff, basically.
I might ask, there's some people in the there's someone in the chat room asking maybe either David or Johan, you can talk about this. You're going to explain what the hook system in PHPBB does and kind of how it allows the bridge to take place.
David, do you want to say something about that or?
Well, I think I've talked a little bit about the hook system before, but I haven't actually used it myself. I've just read through the code and kind of explained to the users how it works and stuff like that. But maybe you could talk a little bit about how the bridge actually implements that code.
Yeah, I'll try to explain the concept of the bridge first, because the bridge is a little bit a special concept for in Joomla land too. The bridge is basically a Joomla application. It's not even a Joomla component or a Joomla module. We have different types of extensions in Joomla, and the major type of extension is what we call a component. And for Joomla 1.0, every extension, bigger extension that was developed was a component, and with Joomla 1.5, we have a new type of extension, which is basically an application. And the application doesn't run inside the CMS. It runs on top of the application framework, the web application framework, which allows me to put a very thin wrapper around PHPBB, a very thin application wrapper. That means that the performance is kept almost the same. I have less or little overhead, and I just tap into to the Joomla framework to use Joomla framework features, and I tap into PHPBB through the hooks. To make it all work. The bridge as such technically makes use of a PHPBB authentication plugin. That's called that, but like your authentication system where you can plug in different authenticators. And at the Joomla side, it uses a user plugin and an authentication plugin. And what basically happens is Joomla is acting as the master, and PHPBB is acting as the slave. So the whole login and authentication routine is taken over by Joomla, which basically means if I log in into PHPBB, then the authenticator in PHPBB is going to call Joomla. He's going to do the authentication against Joomla or against PHPBB, depending where the user sits, if the user is created in PHPBB or the user is created in Joomla, or even if the user is an OpenID user, or an ID user, or an LDAP user. An amazing feature about this bridge is the fact that I can actually do OpenID authentication through this bridge in PHPBB. I can actually authenticate a user and lock in a user in PHPBB with OpenID or with LDAP or with anything else.
Mm-hmm. And it uses Joomla, the Rock Bridge. It has its own authentication plugin that's used in PHPBB 3, right?
Go again.
The Rockbridge, you actually created a custom plugin to work with the work with the bridge.
Yeah, that's correct. The bridge is not part of the Joomla 1.5 installation at all. It's a completely separate effort that we have been doing as part of the core development. So the bridge is a Joomla application, and it is a PHPBB authentication plugin, and it is a Joomla authentication plugin. It's a combination of different plugins that you need to install, and then it starts all working together.
Yeah, and I saw yesterday on the RocketWorks forums that the RockBridge private beta 2 was just released yesterday.
Yeah, actually this morning at 4 a.m.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's true. It was.
I finished it this morning. We actually finished it. We have made it available to a group of testers. We have Andy set up, Andy Miller, who is the person behind Rockets, is co-developing this bridge. We have a small group of private testers that is currently testing the bridge. We're going to try to get some feedback, and then if everything runs and all systems have a go, then we're going to try to get it out to an RC state, and then the next step is going to make it available. We still need to see how we're actually going to do that, because there is quite some effort that went into building this bridge. And we still need to decide how we're going to make it available and things like that.
Okay. Douglas, did you have another question for Johan?
I think you said first that Techie Michael called in, and he had some questions he wanted to ask.
Yeah, go ahead and bring him on.
Hello, Michael. Welcome again.
Okay. First question is, well, maybe it's old now that 1.5 is working, coming out. But why do you have index2.php? I've always wondered that, and it's kind of bugged me, too.
Oh, dear. Okay, time for the Interrogate Johan part of the podcast, brought to you by Michael Cottingham.
Why is there index.php and it's in index.2.php in the system? Well, it's a legacy thing. It's still available in 1.5 because we are supporting backwards compatibility, but basically it shouldn't be used anymore by developers. What it did or what it does is it allows you to call Joomla and only render the components, but not render all the modules. It gives you the ability, for example, it's used for example, if you wanted to do in the past, it was used if you wanted to do a print screen or something where you just want to see the article that you are printing but not all the modules. You don't want to have Joomla render all the other blocks that are around, like your menu system and your search and your poll, which is on your front page sometimes. You don't want to see those. Or if you want to do a pop-up with a preview of something, then you only want to render the component itself and not the rest. That is what it was used for.
Okay.
Keep going, Michael.
He's going through his list of questions and wondering which one he wants to ask next.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Pointed him out like that. Yes.
The URL writing. I do like that you guys rewrite the URLs. However, I noticed that maybe it's in third-party components or something like that, but they don't always get rewritten completely. Part of the URL looks like it's rewritten, the other half doesn't. Is that a bug, or is that something that's on purpose, or what's the deal there?
It's hard to say for the third-party components what they're thinking behind it is. Joomla 1.0 does a little bit of URL rewriting out of the box, but it's not up to standards. It's not up to standards for the people that really want a search engine-optimized website. So we have a lot of extensions out there that implement a different URL rewriting solution. For Joomla 1.5, we have implemented a routing system, which does most of the heavy lifting for the URL rewriting for the developer. The developer still needs to implement his own routing scheme based on the needs of his component. The reason why some of that information is not rewritten, well, technically you could look at it like this. Like some of that information is is state information for the specific page. Like, for example, if you are if you have a search component or you're doing a search to your system, you might want to have your search word, you might want to have that rewritten at the end of your URL. With any information that comes behind it, it's probably not something that you want to have rewritten in your URL, like other options that you can set in a form on the page to limit your search or things like that. You might want to just not have that rewritten. It depends on your preferences and on the component developer's preferences. So we don't force it to all be rewritten. You can do that, but you don't need to.
I thought I'd mention that. I think it's kind of ironic how Michael's here asking Johan about URL rewriting in Joomla, but last time I checked, I don't think PHPBB3 even has URL rewriting in it.
Well, the good news is that the PHPBB bridge that I'm writing actually has URL rewriting.
Oh.
And I noticed it's hooked into the append SID function, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It does a lot of listing in that append ID function, so it is capable of rewriting the URLs, and it uses the Joomla routing system to do that, which is one of the beauties, because I'm using whatever you guys have done and then some power that we have in our framework, and I can combine strengths of both worlds, which is great.
Okay.
Michael, did you have anything else you wanted to...
I think that about does it for now.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
There was some questions on the Starter Guide PHPBB Weekly forums that I wanted to just quickly do. I know we're probably at about 40 minutes now.
No, but, we're fine, David. I'm planning to be here all day. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I kind of want to say...
It's sort of a two podcast in one, the Gold Release podcast and the Joomla podcast.
That's why I try to get the Gold Release out of the way for quickly. I wanted to say, though, that when... David first told me about this bridge that was and this collaboration that was going to happen between PHPBB and Joomla. I actually got quite excited, and I've been I actually hate to say, but I've actually been with PHPBB longer than David has. Back in 2004, early 2004, and it kind of died out before the 2004 was over. But the PHPBB was actually trying to tackle a sort of side project that never really got off the ground, called the PHPBB Portal Project, which was kind of a way to have a integrated front-end portal-type CMS to integrate with PHPBB. That kind of gave up as the teams did put more effort into focusing on PHPBB 3 development. And there have been a number of various other integrations and mods and things like that for integrating PHPBB with various portals. So... But none of them have really gone to fruition. So I was really excited to find out that indeed PHPBB3 is going to be able to have a real, well-supported, integrated solution with a very popular CMS platform, which is Joomla.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. It's very exciting. For me, the technical part for me is important, but as I wrote to Mike when I congratulated he and you guys for the great Gold release,
yes,
I think that the technical bridging of both projects is just part of it. For me, actually, the social bridging between the two communities is actually more important. By bridging it technically, you're going to create a convergence between two, and a lot of great stuff can happen. And I think for me that is more important than the actual product and the actual technical result. I will be very happy and very excited to see what's going to happen when people are going to start using this bridge and doing all kinds of stuff with it, and what we can learn from it basically, and how we can improve our products and our code bases in the future, and even more how both our communities can work together on it.
And of course, it means that both communities are going to stand to gain from many Joomla users who are going to hear about PHPBB and start taking a look at that for the first time. A significant number of PHPBB users who are going to start looking at Joomla and start using that for the first time? Because I know there's a lot of PHPBB users who want to have their forum be integrated into a larger type of site, and this is I see this as a really great opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. I think that that is the most important thing. It's like bringing those two communities together, and our community will be exposed to PHPBB, and for the people that have already been working with it, and I have already two forums running on it, and other people have already like tested it and played with it, and we all love it very much. We have been working with a lot of forum software in the past, and PHPBB is definitely sticking out of the group at the moment. And well, we hope that your community could find some use in Joomla too, and we will be happy to see what the feedback comes from the PHPBB users, because I can understand that it's going to be a different world for both of us. I already read on the forum who was writing that he was trying to install 1.5, and that it was a little bit of a different beast to get into, and I get the same feedback from our guys. Like, it works a little bit different, so it's a little bit different to get into, but the feedback is very valuable.
Just wait till the mod authors and the people who work with PHPBB's code start investigating through Joomla's code and start to figure out how you guys structure your things, because it's interesting to look at different sets of code, different ways of thinking about things that's contrary to kind of what you are been used to.
So. Yeah, I agree. It has been to like wade through the code and see how you guys were doing things and learn from that, because it took me a while to be. I'm used to a different coding style and a different kind of code base.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to actually find out how the PHPBB code base works, especially because I was not trying to do a mock. I really needed to understand how it worked and where the minor issues were that were preventing the bridge from working. So I waded through a lot of files and through a lot of lines of code to actually get an understanding of how it all fitted together.
All right, David, we can turn it to your questions now. I'm done with my soapbox.
Well, it's been a very interesting discussion. I'm just enjoying listening. Yeah. And certainly on the PHPBB team side, we're certainly enjoying the fact that the social collaboration, again, for us is very important too. And it's sort of like the rock bridge itself is sort of like, okay, cool, you know, that's a nice byproduct of it. But to us, again, the most important thing is just the collaboration, the social collaboration between the two projects. And we do, I know the whole team does really look forward to meeting up with the Joomla team as well when we do our meetups. So that will be certainly very cool.
Yeah, and I've actually noticed that the PHPBB teams are already taking advantage of some of the publicity on the new Compare Solutions page with the PHPBB 3 release. They're already promoting the upcoming Joomla PHPBB Rock Bridge extension on there, even though that's still in development.
Yeah, and it certainly what's in fact, I wanted to mention that a little bit earlier, but I forgot the comparison page, which is located at phpbb.com/about/features/compare.php. It compares the four largest bulletin board softwares on the internet, the four most popular and largest software. And it compares it with PHPBB 3 and all the features and everything like that. And, you know, that was an interesting undertaking for us because we have all of our experience with PHPBB 3.
Let me guess. In order for you guys to make that chart, you guys actually had to go through the pain and suffering of actually downloading, installing, in some cases purchasing all those other bulletin boards, right?
We were actually under such a short time frame. We weren't able to purchase and download the ones that were commercial, and even with the ones that were open source, you know, we didn't get everything right on there either, because you know, it's like the amount of time that you have to be able to look through everything and try and find the features. You know, you're hoping to go to the site and see a list of features that are available and be able to stack them up to the version 3, and it was very difficult. And there was actually a topic started on the SMF boards about the comparison being inaccurate, and so I went over there and pushed and said, well, hey, you know, if it's inaccurate, we'll go ahead and change it. Just help me figure out what I need to change.
Yeah.
And so it actually turned out to be very good between the two projects, because they're both open source projects but still rivals, but they both have a lot of respect for for each other. You know, both projects have a lot of respect for each other. And so it turned out pretty good. And
we're all trying to reach the same goal, really, believe it or not. I mean, it's not like there's PHPBB is in deep competition. You know, oh, vBulletin and Envision can't get better. No, we're all trying to get the same goal. We're all trying to do it the best way we know how.
Yeah, and certainly. And so, you know, and some of the people are like, oh, you know, they slided in on purpose. No, we didn't. We're trying to be as honest as we can on that list, but it's sometimes difficult because we don't know the other boards. We aren't aware of all the features, whereas the people who are familiar with those boards and run on them every day are going to be familiar with those features. You know, and likewise, if somebody made a list that included PHPBB 3 features, I imagine that they'd get a lot wrong or miss a lot of things because they aren't running that board every day.
I probably couldn't make a list of PHPBB 3 features and get it right, and I'm supposed to be the co-host of a podcast.
Yeah,
there's too many features.
I have no time to aware of all the different features that are available. So yeah, it's certainly very interesting. But yes, one of the things that we did put in there in the third-party CMS integration was the Joomla, and mostly it's because of the collaboration between the two projects. And yes, there's a lot of other CMS systems and other third-party applications that can easily integrate the same way as Joomla, and there are several others that have already done that. I found two others that do the same thing. But again, the main reason that we wanted to put Joomla on there was because of our collaboration between the two projects. We've really worked closely between the two, and Joomla was really the reason that the hook system went in there. And, you know, between that and everything else that's going on, that was, you know, the reason that we decided to go ahead and put them on the chart for that.
Now, David, you better go ahead and ask the questions from Star Trek Guy that you mentioned earlier. So. Go ahead and do that, then I'll go ahead and ask my question.
Okay. John, the first one is from John Jort. He's an administrator on Star Trek Guide, and also he's one of the main international support team members for the Denmark PHPBB teams, and very prominent figure in the international teams for PHPBB 3 and the translators there. His first statement actually is not so much of a question, but this is what he said. When I started the topic about the Joomla project, he went to the project homepage and looked at the development strategy. He started scanning it a bit, and it was a downloadable PDF file placed in the public area, and he started reading over it, and he got real excited about the document, the way that was all laid out. And he's like, every GPL project should, in my opinion, have such a thing set up. I would like to hear Johan's comments about that particular document, its story, background, and when it was created, and is it a ported Mambo thing and such, not strictly PHPBB related, but anyway, that's his question.
Referring to the roadmap document?
He's probably going to talk about the development policy and the development, that's basically the development working group policy that he read, I think. We have a large, I think it's a 10-pager. It's a document especially for the developers and for the development working group, and it outlines the different roles in the development working group. We have a coordinator, we have three lead developers, and we have the contributors, the committers, the development working group members, and then we also have some processes in there, how you need to handle our trackers, and what is a priority one and a priority two bug, and where are all our resources and how you need to deal with them. That all outlined in that document. It's public to the community because we just wanted to have it out there, but it's mostly targeted towards our working group members. And if you guys can find some information in there that could be valuable to your project, or you say, hey, this is how we do things, how we do things differently. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting document to read up on. The history behind it is basically, the document is, I think it was created somewhere September, October 2006, a year after after we created Joomla, and it was around that time, or a little bit actually before that time, we actually created the development working group. Before, all the development was done in our core team. And at the moment, our core team It's what we call a team of team leaders and coordinators. There are still a few developers in there. The main role of that team is not development or making technical decisions. The main role of that team is coordinating the project. All the development work and the development decisions are made in the development working group, which is also a more transparent, more easy for people to get into and those kind of things. And we have an open mailing list on Google Groups, and we have open forums. It's completely open. And that document was created, I think, 1 or 2 months after we firmly established the development working group, and we had a team of 15 people going, and we needed some clarity on who was going to do what and how it all worked out, and there's some code of conduct in there and things like that. And I think there's also a section about roadmap and future vision, which is not really technically a roadmap for the next version, but it's more like, where do we want to go in the future with Joomla?
See, that's what I think PHPBB needs. I think PHPBB should, rather than keeping users in the dark, I mean, what do we know about the future of PHPBB? 3.2 is up next, and it'll be out sometime. You know, it'd be nice if we could have like a general roadmap, just an idea of what's going to come up. You know.
Yeah, and certainly that, you know, that would I like that idea as well. The roadmap and everything, and that's what John Dewar thought as well. But one of the things that we cannot do, and I'm sure that Johan does not do this either, is when you put up those roadmaps and those milestones, those. The time or the, you know, the project outline for the future versions and what's going to be in the future versions, you can't put deadlines and you can't put release dates on there with open source projects. That just, you know, that's a no-brainer. You can't do that. And so even if we did do a document like that, there would not be any release dates or any idea when those would come out. It would solely be what's going to be in what version.
Well, maybe not a release date. What if you did a release time frame? Like, say, you're not going to have something released on January 26th, 2009 or something like that. You could just do winter 2008, something like that. That gives you like a three-month open window or something like that. And even then, put the big words, subject to change, on there. And I think if you give the community enough reason to say, you know what, they're not guaranteeing this, it's sort of... I really think it should be more like a sort of a time for the developers to say, you know, how much farther do we want to go, so they don't start going on and on and on like we got with PHPBB3.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that even that would happen, just because there's so many variables that are always thrown in. You know, we might be going halfway through there and go, you know what, we want to add this in there, or we want to rewrite this portion of the system, or you know, redo that thing, or maybe these bugs come up and we want to do this or integrate that. Or, you know, there's just any number of variables that can come in, and that's why I even think even a winter 2008 sort of a deal isn't plausible. You know, obviously that'd be up to the dev team, even if they decide to even do anything like that. But I really doubt that we would even give an indication of a time frame or when that will be. And Douglas, Vic was looking for the link to the document, Vic on the development team of PHPBB, and he just found it. So I'll post this link in the chat room so that you can put it in the show notes.
Like I said, I've got a lot of stuff to do. Oh, and go ahead and got it for us. Okay. David, David, do you have any more of the questions from our forum or PHPBB Weekly forum?
I don't. That was about it.
Then I'll ask. All right. So we've learned a bit about the basis behind Rockbridge. It's currently in development. Do we have any?
Just released beta 2 yesterday.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is in beta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Private beta. There's a private beta team that's testing it.
Okay.
And I'm actually on that team, and they just announced it. Actually, no, I'm sorry, not yesterday. Early this morning.
Okay.
It was early this morning.
Wow. that's exciting. I hopefully am not going to end up getting. It'll happen when it happens. Type answer. But do you have any vague idea of the first time that it'll be open for public consumption, either in like release candidate or in a final stage?
Not yet. The first thing we're going to do now is have our testers set it up and get feedback. The second thing is that we're also going to do some turret testing because the features work, but there are probably still going to be some minor issues with usernames and things like that and internationalization. I expect here and there some minor issues that I still need to solve. And here and there, probably some session syncing that I already noticed that sessions are not completely synced yet. There are some smaller things, but I expect maybe a third beta or a first release candidate. We're actually hoping to be the first release candidate. And it's basically a little bit up to Andy to decide if he's going to make it open, yes or no, and how he's going to do that. Because again, the effort of building this bridge is a funded effort. It's basically Andy that has been funding the development of it, Andy Miller from he still needs to decide how we're going to open it up and when that will happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that will happen. That's definitely something. And actually, I think it would be good. You can get Andy on a podcast and then ask him that question because I'm the technical guy in this one, so I'm leaving that up to him.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to start getting technical so I can really get an idea, and also for our listeners to really get an idea of how this bridge will work once it comes out. And so I guess I'll start with how do you install it? Are you going to already have set up like a Joomla site, and you already set up your PHP BB3 installation, and is there something you drag somewhere? How exactly do you initiate the bridge once you are ready to go with it?
The first version is not going to have an installer because we don't have the time to build that. But technically, it's going to be very simple. It's a package, and the package has four sub-packages. It comes with a bridge, which you just unzip in your web server. You put it in a directory, and the most common directory is forum. And you have your PHPBB installation somewhere on that server, and you have your Joomla installation somewhere on that server. Mm-hmm. And then you just need to set a few a few configuration paths pointing to the right places. You install the authenticator and the user plugin in Joomla, and you install the authentication plugin in PHPBB. You enable them, and if everything is set up, it will work.
So essentially, it's like a third piece of software that you tell it the connection info for your Joomla installation and your PHPBB installation, and then you set up a plugin in Joomla and a plugin in PHPBB, which can sort of sing together with each other.
Yeah. It's a different bridge concept than most bridges. Most bridges use a user syncing where you basically need to sync the databases, and then it gets all the users out of one system and then syncs them. This bridge is it syncs asynchronously. That basically means the user is synced the first time he logs in. So if I'm already an existing user in PHPBB, the first time I either log in into Joomla at the moment they're synced, or in PHPBB, the syncing will happen, and then the user will basically be registered, auto-registered in Joomla, and the other way around. If my user already exists in Joomla, and I sync it with PHPBB with a fresh PHPBB installation, the first time the user logs in, the user will be auto-registered and created in PHPBB. That's basically how it works, which allows us to just install the bridge, install the plugins, and it will start running.
So it's really a thing of making sure that, for in terms of the user scale, finding a way of connecting a user in the Joomla side to the user in the PHPBB side, if there's not on, and seeing that essentially eventually both member lists are equal, so to speak.
Yeah. The difference is that the bridge only takes one. There's only one place where the user has a password. So the user is stored in two places because our systems both have different permission systems, different group systems.
Yeah.
So the user needs to be known in PHPBB, and he needs to be known in Joomla. But if the user was created in Joomla, then he will have a password in Joomla, and when he is synced with PHPBB, he will not have a password in PHPBB. The bridge actually prevents you from changing your password in PHPBB when it's active. And vice versa. If you have created the user in PHPBB, he will have a password there, and you can change the password. in PHPBB, but you cannot change it in Joomla because he doesn't have a password in Joomla.
But then if the user wants to change the password for one or the other, will there be like a way for the user to find out which one they can change the password in? Because it seems like you're having a bit of non-parity going on here.
Well, at the moment with the passwording, because you guys, the only problem that we still have is, and that's a challenge basically for PHPBB 3.2, we don't have hooks for the profiling system yet. So I cannot do more than turn the profiling off and the password changes off in PHPBB. I'm just preventing password changes in PHPBB at the moment. And the password changes can then happen through Joomla. In the future, PHPBB has profiling for has hooks for the profile system. Then that can happen in both places. At the moment, the password changes need to happen through Joomla. Otherwise, the things will get messed
up. The part that's throwing up a red flag for me is where for some users they change the password in Joomla, for other users they change the password in PHPBB. It'd be nice if there could perhaps be a way where, you know, everyone works in one, changes password in one environment, and for the moment, the other one just might be completely dead. But it just seems like there'll be some kind of support issues where some users have one experience, the other users have other experiences, and it looks like, you know.
No, maybe I explained it a little bit wrong. So in this case of the bridge, all the password changes need to happen through Joomla.
Oh.
The moment you install the bridge, you cannot change your password in PHPBB anymore. It needs to happen through Joomla, and okay. Joomla will do it correctly.
Okay,
it's the only way to work because there are no hooks for the profiling in PHPBB.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that makes sense. That, you know, that's the way I had understood it when Andy was trying to explain it to me before as well. That, that basically Joomla handled all the passwords and the actual. Not the authentication, but the actual registrations of the passwords and whatnot. Now, can people, when the bridge is put into the system, can people register on PHPBB 3? Or is there can't
users register? And it's basically the bridge is like we still need to play with that. The bridge is very flexible at the moment. It's like. You can even in one direction. You can even make it work by unidirectional, like from Joomla to PHPBB, but not the other way around, which is probably not something you want to do, but it can be done anyway. So we still really need to play with it and find the best ways to set it up, and maybe we need to implement some new proof fail safes to make sure that it doesn't it does what it needs to do and nothing more. But it's a very flexible system. So you can register your user in PHPBB and you can register it in Joomla. It would, of course, be advised that if you're setting up a bridge between the two, that you choose one as the master user base.
Yeah.
You either use PHPBB for the registrations or you use Joomla for the registrations and you don't mix the two together. It's going to be the best way to do it anyway.
Now, with PHPBB 3, of course, it's easy to turn those registrations off in the administration control panel.
Yeah.
But it's going, because there's four different options, and you can click disable, and that disables registrations completely.
Mm-hmm.
So that when people actually go to your site, when they click the register button, then it takes them to the Joomla register page. That would be the ideal thing to do. I think unless what you did is hooked into the Appendus ID and actually hooked the link that would go to the registration page in PHPBB 3 and redirected it to the Joomla registration page.
Basically, you could do that. We haven't really looked at that yet. Like that, you basically hook into the Joomla registration page. And that is because that part of the profiling and the registration isn't really hookable in the way we actually would like to see it being hookable. If you would register in PHPBB, the user will be registered and then auto-created in Joomla at the same time. But sometimes you might want to have like one registration form you have somewhere that works, and you could basically that this is the registration form for your setup, because the whole idea is that by bridging the two, both are going to be accessed like one major application to the user anyway. They're not going to understand that they're dealing with two different web applications for a basic user.
Okay.
Johan has informed us that he needs to go, but before you go, is there anything else you want to say, Johan, before we let you off?
Yeah, I'm sorry I need to go. I have a dinner appointment. I'm sorry about that.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to say, it was great talking. It was an honor to be on this on this live podcast. It's, for me, it's the first one. And it was great seeing the interaction here with people typing and asking questions. I think that for the future, I wish you guys a lot of luck with the release of PHP V3. You guys did an excellent job, and we have been watching closely, and we hope that we can duplicate the effort when we are going to release 1.5 stable.
Yeah,
and it will be exciting. It will be exciting for me to see how we can continue working together, especially as projects, and how both our projects and our communities can work together in the future.
And Johan, it's been great having you here with us. This is the first time we've had a guest on the podcast who from another project other than PHP BB. And we've had a great time talking with you. Obviously, there's a couple of things we'd like to ask you, but we're going to let you go. But we hope you'll be able to come back perhaps when Joomla 1.5 is released or when the final version of the Rockbridge is out. We could have you back on again to talk a bit more about some of these things. So. Thanks so much for agreeing to be with us today.
Yeah, Johan, we really appreciate you joining us today, and certainly the PHPV teams likewise look forward to our long collaboration between the two projects and really appreciate everything that you guys have done as well.
Okay, thanks. That is likewise. We very much appreciate what you guys are doing in the with your forum, and especially with PHP forum and a GPL forum. You're at the moment the only one out there, and you're probably, according to what I have found with playing with PHP, you're my chosen of a forum. And everybody that I'm talking to, I'm talking about PHP V3 because it's such a great effort, and it's a very good system.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we'll let you go ahead and go to your dinner appointment.
Yes.
I want to keep you late now.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Johan.
Talk later, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Yeah, bye.
Moving on.
One of the things that one of the things that Kelvin said, one of the things they wanted to figure out was the when Johan was talking about the user registration and the profiling and stuff like that. He said that will be something that they'll have to figure out. He said there will be a whole new form concept in PHP 3.2, which will make things far simpler. And even it would be great to see even the hook system itself extended far beyond where it is right now. And it's its basic implementation, which is great for bridges like the Rock Bridge and stuff. And there's just some details that need to be worked out. And certainly 3.2 will really expand upon that. And so we're really looking forward to that. And I know the teams, the development team is just as ambitious as you feel about, getting that release right away, getting 3.2 released right away, which will have a lot of new features. And
well, when I say right away, I don't mean like next week. Okay.
Oh no, no,
in the next year.
You said like next year. Yeah, certainly,
yeah.
And that's certainly the goal of the team, certainly. But you never know. But some of the things that we've even discussed is dropping support for PHP 4 because at that time, maybe by the time that 3.2 is released. Not only will PHP 4 support be dropped by PHP, but by August 8th, they will stop submitting security updates for the PHP 4 line. So they may go ahead and drop support for PHP 4 and 3.2, which means that they can utilize some PHP 5 only functions and methods.
That makes sense.
So there's,
believe it or not,
there's a lot of benefits to go PHP 5 only. And so by the time that 3.2 is released, if it's PHP 5 only, then I think that will not be a problem. But a couple of things that are looking.
Even when 3.2 is released, the teams will have to continue supporting 3.0 for at least a little while. It's not like a minor update. It's a significant release. So they'll still be able to support 3.0 on PHP 4 for a little while.
Right, and even PHP BB2, which runs on PHP 4.
Yeah.
You know, we right now don't have a time frame for how long we'll support that, but it's right now it's being fully supported, and we're not just dropping it right now just because 3.0 is released. We know that a lot of people are going to stick with 2.0, and that's going to take people a while for, especially with bigger boards or with boards that are highly modified, it's going to take them a while to transfer over. And the other thing, too, is that, again, there's only a small handful of mods released for 3.0, whereas there was a ton available for 2.0.
Yes.
And a lot of them have to wait until those same mods are available for 3.0 before they're able to upgrade.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's another issue.
So I would agree that, although I will admit PHP BB2 has a dated future. It's not going anywhere for the near future, which is good in my opinion. I'm glad of that. One thing I actually wanted to ask, and it's probably something, David, you could better ask, but with the hook system in PHP BB3 now, which was obviously implemented primarily for the Joomla bridge, but I want to ask, could you give some examples of other things which could be possible now that PHP BB3 has the hook system? Like, what are some other possibilities that other developers could take advantage of?
Well, for one thing, the hook system isn't used primarily for the Joomla thing. The Joomla integration was the motivation for the hook system.
Yeah.
But the hook system was developed in such a way that any web application, any website could utilize the hook system for its own. And, some of the things that would be available to use, of course, would be any CMS system like Joomla, and I'm talking about Mambo, Drupal, those types of systems. But also, you might do MediaWiki, you might do, there's a lot of different types of web applications that are out there that can integrate with it. And any web application does some sort of login or has a user database that integrates with, where you actually log into a site or even a shopping cart, e-commerce site, anything like that will be able to utilize the hook system to basically use the users from PHP 3 with the users from its own system and integrate the two, or they can log into one and they're automatically logged into both and, that sort of thing. So, there's a lot of different things there, and then of course besides that, there's also the fact that it's part of the API that it can be used when you just want to integrate a whole site. So maybe you're building a custom site and you want to build it around PHP 3, but you don't want to modify a whole lot of things if you got to do a lot of URL rewriting, and so instead you would hook into it and you can perform all those actions, maybe even larger mods, but not, for PHP 3, not whole web applications or even site integration, but large mods. And, there were some large mods that were done for PHP 2, and it had to rewrite a lot of code or rewrite a lot of core code. And now, instead of doing that, with the hook systems in there, it makes it more possible to do that sort of thing without touching any core code. And that's really the big... That's what a hook system does, is it's able to hook into that without modifying any core code, and that's the big idea, and that's why people like the hook system, and that's why they want to see it expanded for mods.
How much support will the PHP BB teams be giving for these hooks? I mean, I know that, and also especially when it comes to the Joomla one, since the teams seem to be working very closely with the Joomla developers at producing this bridge, which appears to be a partly third-party type thing, but between the Joomla bridge and other possible things that can come out participating in the hook system, how far will the support team be going to support these?
Well, the support that PHPBB will offer for this is mainly we'll do support on our side for the PHPBB 3 system. Anything that they need on the side of the PHPBB 3, we'll support that completely. It will be a little bit of modification of the support because it is hooking and modifying a few of the PHP 3 features, and we'll have to know what those things are to be able to properly support them. But we will completely support the PHP 3 side. The support for the bridge itself will have to be offered by the party that actually developed the bridge. Now, the party that actually developed the bridge, it's third party from Joomla itself. It's not a Joomla developed bridge. It's actually a third party application developed by a Joomla application or a Joomla developer. But the bridge support itself will actually be provided by that third party, which is RocketWorks. Mm-hmm. And RocketWorks, which is owned by Andy Miller, and Johan is a developer of RocketWorks. They're the ones that are going to be supporting the bridge itself.
Okay. So it's kind of these things using the hook system. It's kind of like a special kind of mod. And the teams are going to be supporting it in the same way they support mods, which is we'll support PHP BB up to the point where you've modified it, at which point go see the author of the mod, as if this is a very special kind of mod, you know, that it takes advantage of hooks.
Right, exactly. You know, again, in PHP BB 3 will support its part of the system completely, and it was a question that was brought up, is like, you know, how are we going to be able to support this because it's modifying PHP 3, and generally, we don't support systems that modify PHP 3 in any way. So, for example, fully modded boards, boards that are integrated through the, because those are usually modified, through Fantastico or something like that, which modifies the core a little bit. We don't support that because it's modifying that, and so the support is going to be up to the people who have created it or are installing it. So whereas this is going to be, because of the collaboration effort and everything, and this is going to be a little bit different in the sense that PHPBB will support our side of the system. We are not going to leave the support for sites that have the bridge integrated up to the people that developed the bridge. We're going to support that as well.
Will that also apply to instances where non-Joomla integration bridges take place using the hook system?
Yeah, and I believe so. You know, it'll be done more on a case-by-case basis, I believe. You know, the Joomla has worked very closely with the PHPBB teams to create the bridge, and so we know what's involved there and what every aspect of it. And with every instance of where the hook system is utilized, we're going to do our best to support PHP 3 in that instance. Now, there may be some where the bridge itself does not modify core code. You know, it installs an off plugin, so really technically, there's nothing prohibiting us from still supporting that. Now, if something goes in there and they start modifying core code as well as implementing the hook system, that might have to be addressed on that particular case basis, saying, okay, can we still support this even though they've modified the core? You know, it's hard to say what that'll be. But as long as it doesn't modify the core and just utilizes the hook system, we still should be able to support that.
Do you see it possible, and this is probably the last question, do you see it possible that other groups might approach PHPBB wanting to work together closely for an integration similar to how Joomla has recently?
I hope so. I think it would be a great thing. You know, even, talking with some of the SMF developers, you know, they're a competition board to PHP 3, but it still showed how two projects can have mutual respect for each other and, you know, even share knowledge and things. You know, if like one finds a security issue in the other board, you know, you want to talk to those developers and say, here's that security issue and, you know, here's how to fix it, we believe, and stuff like that. So, and that's even with two competing products, but even more so, I would like to see other open source projects collaborate the way that Joomla and PHPBB are collaborating right now, and I would like to see PHPBB collaborating with other open source projects in the same way, and certainly I think that's sort of a fantasy of a lot of open source projects, but they never do it, and hopefully this is the start of something really good, not just for PHPBB 3 and Joomla, but for the entire open source community.
And even then, even if there isn't any official partnerships, the hook system is open, so really anyone could learn the hook system and write a bridge between between PHP BBB and whatever, quite frankly.
Right.
As long as they're willing to accept the burden of supporting it.
Yeah. So even if PHP BBB, you know, it's, I don't really see PHP BBB as developing its own bridges. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see a lot of third parties developing those bridges as RocketWorks has with the with the Rocket Bridge, or Rock Bridge, I mean. But you know, so those are usually where the support will come from, is those sites anyway. So
that's definitely I think it's good, because now that we've had, I really like the timing. Now that we've had the PHP BB3 release. And of course, we're getting ready for, we're going to start looking down the road to 3.2. But this is some of the other things that's going to be exciting for PHP BB coming up in the future, seeing it start to really branch out and be more open, more receptive to other systems out there. And that's going to mean more, bigger popularity.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing that it's going to do is it means that, you know, as more systems, if we are approached by more open source softwares that, you know, that are not exactly CMS but even a different type, and they need their own type of integration, you know, it's their collaboration would really do well with the PHP teams, because it means that the 3.0 core is going to be advanced that much more by the knowledge gained from that collaboration to be able to integrate more fully with other web applications and websites.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that PHP BB3 supports like seven or eight different database
yes.
types.
Yeah.
You have the MySQL Server, MSQL Server, Oracle, Firebird. Those kind of things mean that it can now be installed on a corporate servers which aren't running just MySQL. Like, you know, Stratus Technologies, they run Oracle and MySQL, so they have a 3.0 board installed on their MySQL servers, but you might have some corporate sites which only use Oracle. Well, now they can install it, whereas previously they did not. Mostly big corporate sites used to create their own custom boards. Well, now they can, hopefully they'll do this, now they can use PHP BB3. And a lot of corporate companies now are looking to open source solutions, whereas in the past they didn't as much. And so they're using a lot more open source frameworks for they're utilizing the open source frameworks to create the systems that they want to create, and even the forums that they create are based on open source systems too.
Yes.
So that will mean we may get feedback from corporate sites on how to better integrate with their entire sites, because a lot of those have very large sites and they want the whole thing integrated somehow. And you know, that may add more to the system as well, you know. So that's what we're hoping anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, that's really one of the big things to promote, PHP BB having its very wide range of support, whereas most other PHP-based open-source projects out there support mostly MySQL and probably the second one being Microsoft SQL or MS SQL. Most of the others usually don't get any attention at all in general. So,
yeah.
We have a lot of exciting stuff to be proud of with PHP BB3's release, and now that we've finally gotten over the initial hurdle of seeing PHP BB3 be released, we're now going to start looking at some of the great things that are going to come from that. Now that we really have spun the show off and say, yes, look at this, we have a brand new version. It's done. It's all new. It's secure. It has all these integrations. We're gonna have a lot more bragging rights than just the fact that we got a Community Choice Award.
Yeah, well, that and the fact, you know, with the core teams, I see so much excitement in the development team right now. They're excited.
Oh, yeah.
Not only because they got the 3.0 release, but just because, wow, you know, what can we do from here now? There's so much potential in the system now. They're just so excited to start implementing all this stuff. And
start fresh.
And I think it was Kelvin that couldn't wait another day. He had to make some commits of some changes.
Yes. Let's get 3.1 out. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the thing. You know, they're just like, okay, let's start on 3.2 now. They're ready to go. They're like, let's get some more stuff in here.
Yeah, who needs,
and so
who needs
they're just ambitious as we feel.
Who needs a vacation? We finished. It's like starting brand new is the vacation. We're no longer in the drudge of waiting and trying to get this thing done and all this stuff. And
yeah, I think
the iterations.
Yeah, there's not so much. there was a lot of pressure from the community. It's like, when is this going to come out? When is it going to come out? Yeah. For the last 2 years, the community has been very, very impatient for 3.0. And now it's finally done. There's no more anticipation for 3.0. And like I was talking with Neil Thermig the other day, he was like, what do I do now? Somehow it's like I'm not sure what to do with myself. There's no more waiting. It's like I feel like something's wrong. I'm not waiting like I had been.
It's like me during a 2.5 month summer vacation when everything, all the stresses I have during the year is done. And I don't know what to do with myself because I live under stress. You know, sort of draw a comparison there. Yeah. Well, frankly, I think personally, in my own opinion, our current development team is probably the best development team we have had. And it's quite frankly, when PHP 3 or 2.2 got started, we had a completely different development team. Even Mike didn't start on the development team till early 2003. And right. I remember one time when the development team was three people, Mike, David MJ, and Nils. And mm-hmm. now we've got a great development team going there. And they're already getting excited. And quite now that 3.0 is out, they can really start fresh, start taking a look at what's coming up. We finally can have our community start suggesting features for 3.2. Whereas 3.0, which has been feature frozen for like 4 years now. Mm-hmm. So it's really starting to see what can we do now that we have this baby nurtured and potty trained and it's out in the world now, so to speak.
Yeah, and
for those of you who are listening to the podcast, we're sort of reminiscing and talking all these things that most people know. But you know, it's exciting for us to be able to see that something that we have been waiting for a long time. I've been with PHP BB community now for almost 4 years, probably like 3.5, and it's just really interesting to us to be able to realize that, wow, this thing we've been waiting for, this thing we've been building up to, this thing that we've been waiting for so long has finally happened. It's finally done. And it's just really, we're just sitting back and reflecting on that, trying to look at all mm-hmm. this. It's really exciting.
Yeah, and like when Mike Turk took over in the development team, he really endeavored to increase the productivity of the entire development team that became the release of PHP 3. I mean, even if you just look at the commits, you can really see the increase in productivity of the entire team since he took over, which is great to see, you know, and certainly we appreciate the work that all the developers put into it previously. I mean, you had Ash and Paul Owen and Graham and those guys all put their own efforts into the development of PHP 3, but you know, it was really Mike getting on the team and really increasing the productivity that got it to where it is right now. And it was, you know, their combined efforts to make it as stable and secure as it is, as well as the really tight coding guidelines and the really, really well coded product, you know.
So now that we finished our stroll down memory lane, how about we move on to our mod and style of the week? So the mod of the week, I'm actually going to ask David, you can sort of explain this one to me because you wrote it. It's called PHP BB3 Error Logging Tool, and you wrote it. And maybe you can correct me because I thought PHP BB3 already had some kind of error logging, or does it?
It doesn't have error logging. It has error reporting. PHP BB3, if you turn the debug constants on in the config file, which in the 3.0 release, they're disabled, which means, you know, they're commented out, so it's not going to show debug information. Basically, what the debug information is doing is it's, sorry, 1 second.
Oh, phone ringing.
There you go. Found the button. basically, what the error reporting is doing when you turn those debug constants on is it's going to show a couple of things. First of all, if you have any undefined variables, undefined indexes for your arrays or something like that, a non-fatal error, it'll still render the page, but it will show you those errors at the top saying, you know, what those errors are and where they're located on what line of which page. With with the and the other thing that it'll do is if there's any MySQL errors or any database errors, it'll backtrace to where that error is located in the files. If you have the debug constants off, those errors will show up, but it won't show you what the error is, where it's located, and it won't show you the backtrace of it. And that's for security reasons. You know, you don't want that showing on boards with those. With the error logging tool, it allows a couple of things. Number one, it's going to log everything into a log file so that you can go back and reference it. Where was this error located back when I saw it? Or, you know, it's like, oh, there was an error on that page, and I, you know, how do I reproduce that error? I must have missed that error. Well, now it's going to be placed in a log file. You can still have the debug constants turned on if you want the errors displayed on the page, or you can have them off. And a lot of live boards is like, okay, you want those off. You don't want those showing on the board. So turn that off. The error logging tool will still log all errors as if they were on. It will log them all to the logger. And the benefit of that is now, no matter where your users go on your board, any errors that they happen to stumble upon will get logged to there. So let's say you've got your live board, you've got your site integrated with it or whatever, you want to turn the debug constants off. Now you want to go in and see if anybody happened upon any errors that you might not have known about, or they may not have reported to you even if they saw them. So now you can go in and see what everybody, all the errors that people happened upon. It'll show you SQL errors. It'll show you the back traces for everything. So it's a complete error logging tool. It really helps, especially with site integrations and stuff like that, where you want to find out what if you have any problems around your board. And it's especially helpful for mod authors because you want to know if you have any undefined constants, and also with the beta testing of their mods, they want to find out if there's any errors with them. That's a great way to do it. There's also another added benefit, and that is that it'll actually do, there's a constant that you can turn on that allows you to do template error reporting, which will show you undefined constants in the template. And a lot of them are like, okay, that's fine. That, you know, that one doesn't need to be defined there, but sometimes it can show you, a few errors in your template files. So that can be good as well for style authors.
I don't know. I've always been, maybe you can coach me or something about this. I've always been of the opinion that if there's an error showing up, that probably means something's going to be wrong with the page. Maybe it'd be good to actually show the error to the user so that they'll know, hey, something's wrong. You should go bug somebody. So I've never really been for turning error messages off, or maybe I'm just misguided.
Well, and that is the case. But the other thing, too, is that even if somebody sees an error, it's not always guaranteed that they're going to report the error. They may not tell you about the error. They may happen upon an SQL and I'll just leave, you know, because, like, for example, if you're browsing around a site and you happen upon a fatal error at some site, do you report it? I mean, I'm sure you've happened upon sites that have an error, but have you ever reported it?
Good point. But then if you don't show the error, then someone just ends up seeing a broken site.
Well, no. Okay. For example, it's not going to – you're talking about like a white screen. It's not just going to be broken. Even with, like, for example, just simple warnings, a lot of times the page will still work great. You know, even if there's an undefined index, it will still work fine.
Okay.
But that undefined index can mean, for example, if you have register globals on, God help if – that you don't have that turned on. But if you did, an undefined index could be exploited using registered globals. And that's one reason to leave it off. And the other thing
you're saying that in some cases an error message could actually be an indicator to the person visiting your site that they could possibly hack your site.
Exactly. And that's another reason to turn it off for live sites. That's why it's called debug. It's a debug constant. Debug doesn't mean you'd use it for live, and that's why it's disabled for live. Oh. And the other reason is that debug constants, when turned on, if you happen upon an SQL error, it displays the entire SQL query on the page so that you can see what it was doing and where it failed. Whereas you don't necessarily want that displayed to the general public. It's still going to display, oh, there was an SQL error on this page, but it's not going to display the query and the backtrace for it, which you don't want displayed to the user. And that's why you would have those turned off.
Good point.
But you still want to see that, and so all that information is still going to be dumped into the error logger.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I've learned something new there. Well, probably something I already knew, but now I've not learned the justification behind it. So your mod is PHPBB3 error logging tool, and it logs all your errors for you. And so show the error in your ways. And I guess you'd recommend it for mod and style authors when they're developing and testing these. But even if you're even if it's just a regular site user, you could use this so that if something's going wrong, you can say, help, without your users telling you about it. So you can download it from there. And today is our last podcast that we're going to do live before the holidays. So I got one more holiday theme for you. It's actually, this one's called, comes from phpdbhacks.com. It's called Pro Christmas. It's by Top Down. This really was quite an interesting theme. There's the link in the chat room for you. There's a, you can click on the view demo. It's a really interesting theme. It's kind of busy. It gives you a background with, you know, a very nice Christmas background, snowing, and people are on an ice rink and all that. And above that is a pro silver based theme. But it's interesting because he's actually made the backgrounds, the headers, semi-transparent. So you can sort of see that in the background. It's interesting as the as you scroll and the background colors change, the semi-transparency actually causes the headers to sort of have come with different shades of light blue. And he also has, if you look carefully, you can see animated falling snow on those backgrounds. And he's got some really nice icons there. You can see the snowman, and there's some snowflakes for the various icons. There's a really cool sort of version of the PHPBB logo, which kind of looks like it has snow on it and just laying down next to a Christmas tree and all that. So it's really a nice Christmas theme. It's definitely based off of the Pro Silver theme for PHPBB3. It looks really nice. And so that is the style of the week, Pro Silver or Pro Christmas by Top Down. And David, you posted a link to something.
Yeah, that's the download link for it on the phpbb.com.
Oh, it is on there.
Yeah.
Oh. I've gotten tired of it is on. Oh, because I don't look in the.
If you saw the styles forums recently, they're actually very close to getting the styles demo finished. Once that styles demo is finished, then you'll start seeing styles actually appear in the styles database.
Good, then I can actually start looking at them. I mean,
yeah, if you were there in the phpbb.com forums, you could actually see where they're testing it and stuff. So it's good news for style authors.
That's why I've been avoiding this PHPBB styles database, because to do styles of the week from the PHPBB styles database has involved looking at a very small preview and trying to discern what it looks like out of a very small preview, smaller than the size of our own album artwork. So you can see why we turn to other sites.
Igor has been in charge of the styles demo, and he's been working on that. And the other thing that they're doing is they're not just making the styles demo for 3.0, but they're doing it for 2.0 as well.
Good.
So that's been most of the complication in the styles demo itself, is making it possible to use for both 2.0 and 3.0.
That's been broken. The style demo has been broken since the new website for PHPBB came online back in March. So that's good to know.
Yeah. And hopefully down the road, as soon as Pac-Man is released, called Blinky or Pac-Man for PHPBB3,
that's for
we'll have a jelly donut on. Sorry, what did you say?
We haven't talked about that since like 10 episodes ago when we had Eric on the show. Whenever that was.
Yeah, but when we do get that finished, we'll have Josh on the show to talk about that, because he's been very instrumental in creating that with WG Eric. So both of them have been working on it quite a bit. They put a lot of work on it recently. And then also, Josh has been working on the SMF converter to PHPBB3. Pac-Man, it means package manager.
It's actually code name. It's Blinky. Actually,
yeah.
Blinky. Yes, that one. Remember that?
It's actually nicknamed Pac-Man or Blinky.
Yes.
Either one.
Those are the teams that have the greatest code names. Yeah. So we'll see some results first, and then we'll talk about that. All right. Quickly, I want to give a – we're going to start to close up because I'm getting hungry. I haven't had breakfast yet, as I always complain about. I want to give a brief update on what's up with phpbbweekly.net, which is obviously still down. I still have not gotten any responses from my web host. So I've actually been gotten some help from a friend of mine, doing some browsing around, doing some scrutiny, and digging up information about their web host, finding phone numbers, and I'm probably going to start harassing various people. Any phone number I can find that's loosely connected to Kazix, my web host, I'm going to start calling up and doing things like that. Essentially, I just want to get back on my host long enough for me to be able to actually download backup copies of everything, my files, my database, and all that, because I did not have a chance to do it before the site went down.
Douglas,
yes.
Did you learn your lesson now? Are you going to start backing up your sites from now on?
Well, I was going to do it as I finished the site getting it done, and it was almost I was almost there. So, yeah.
You said you had a very old backup. Tell you what I do is I do a huge backup of my site every month.
It's a backup from before the new site came up. Remember when I made that change? I spent a whole day after mm-hmm. Thanksgiving doing it. So
I have a running just sort of as a reminder to those out there who have their own sites. Backups are majorly important, and PHP is a testament to why backups are important. Look what happened. If he had had a backup, if you had had backups, you would have had your site backup within 3 days running on a different server until that one got repaired, and we would have had it completely going. Nobody would have noticed. But now it's been down for 2 weeks because you didn't have a backup.
It's not completely my fault. You see, it's the fault of Google. I don't know if Google's cache applies here, Alex. It's not completely my fault. I mean, actually, the fact that you're seeing the database error on there means the server is working. It just means my web host is not responding to the persistent emails. That is annoying.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would have had your site up if you had backups.
Yes.
I promised the team that I was gonna initiate the slappage.
No, I'm gonna be slapping my own web host. Quite frankly, it's actually interesting that they're actually a reseller of a reseller host. So whatever that is. Point is, I'm gonna try to do now that school is almost out, it's finals week, I want to actually have time to start harassing people on the phone. So I'll try doing that. And David, stop slapping me. Eric wants you to slap him. Moving on. This is actually our last live episode before the holidays. And I think, David, this is your last live episode of the year 2007 because you're moving to Spokane.
Yeah, today I've got to paint our huge living room, so a lot of work to do. And yes, moving to Spokane right after Christmas, so this is the last episode that I will be doing
this year.
Before the new year. Mm-hmm. So I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas Happy New Year, and I'll see you mm-hmm. after January 1st.
We are not doing an episode next week because David's obviously going to be getting ready for his move. And I'm going to be doing some holiday things with my family as well. So we will not have a live episode next Saturday the 22nd. However, on Sunday the 23rd, I will be releasing a best of episode that I'll be doing, looking at the 43 episodes we've done so far this year, picking out some of the best moments. Most of them will probably be after David came on, because that's when most of the best moments are. That'll be released, so you can check that out for your own enjoyment, looking back at the last year. And actually, I did not get to post it yet, but on our PHP Weekly forum, I'll be posting a topic asking for you, the listeners, to recommend some of your favorite moments from PHP Weekly during the last year, so I don't have to go and listen to 43 episodes to remind myself of the things to put in there. So you can check that out. Our next live episode, I will be doing it solo without David. It will be December 29th, Saturday, at the usual time. It's going to be kind of an informal episode for our pre-New Year's Eve special. We're going to take a look back at what's happened to PHPBB in the year 2007. It's been a very, very busy year. We'll take a look ahead at 2008, make some of our predictions, and we're just going to, you know, talk about holiday stuff, maybe share our New Year's resolutions. It'll be a fairly informal episode, so I hope you'll be able to join us, join me anyway, and we'll share just some general conversation before to wrap up the year 2007. It'll be very exciting. And hopefully by then we'll actually have a website. Yes, I hope. That's my goal. And of course, please also, until our website comes back up, you can check out our PHPBBWeekly forum on StarTrekGuide.com in the interim, where our show notes will be posted temporarily. And of course, you can continue the discussion about PHPBBWeekly and a whole bunch of stuff going on over there. And of course, PHPBBWeekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com. Thank you so much to everybody who joined in today. Yes, it was a very long episode, but we got it in under 2 hours. Woohoo! We had a lot of people join us in the chat room, and we had, of course, Techie Michael call in, which is great. We had like 8 people streaming on our website. Whoever you are, thanks for listening. And David, thank you so much. And for us here at PHPBBWeekly, have a great holiday season, Christmas, whatever you happen to celebrate. David, have a successful move. And hopefully you won't freeze too much. And go check out PHPBP3. And from all of us, have a great holiday season. We'll see you later. Bye.
Take care, everyone.